All right. So, first question right off the bat, what distinguishes you from your opponent, Maggie Hassan?
Well, what distinguishes me is that I am a strong, independent voice. I'll stand up to whoever's in the Oval Office if I don't think it's right for New Hampshire to make sure that our priorities are represented. But I also have one of the most bipartisan records, so I have an ability to get things done. Like the work that I did to help get national legislation passed that was signed into law this summer to address our heroin epidemic, focusing on the best response in prevention, treatment, and recovery. I serve on the Armed Services Committee and chair the Readiness Committee for the Nation. So I've been focused on keeping us safe in a dangerous world. Governor Hassan and I have big differences on national security. She has supported the dangerous Iran agreement, and which will allow the largest state sponsor of terrorism to keep nuclear weapons capacity. They've continued to support more terrorism, ballistic missiles. Just recently, yesterday, we learned that they sentenced one of our American citizens unjustly in jail. So these national security issues are very important. And finally, let me say, health care law. Unfortunately, too many people facing higher deductibles, higher copays, higher premiums. I will be making sure that we make the changes that need to be made for more affordable health care, more competition, more choice, more transparency, not the one-size-fits-all from Washington that Governor Hassan would support with this.
Now, you touched on a little bit there, the heroin epidemic. And how exactly, as a senator, have you worked to combat that? And what would you do to try to continue to fix this ever-growing problem that's not just in New Hampshire, but now across the country?
Yeah, it's a devastating problem. We're losing over a person today. I've met so many mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers who lost a family member in New Hampshire. And so what I did is I worked across the aisle on a bill that was signed into law this summer. I was one of the lead Republicans, two Republicans and two Democrats. We got together, really went to the experts on the front lines and got their opinions, and our police, our fire, addiction experts, public health. And that's why we're helping with the best way to make sure we're supporting state and local efforts, education campaign on prevention, expanding treatment capacity, support for recovery. And then I've been fighting for resources to make sure New Hampshire has the support it needs in those areas, to work with the state and local efforts, make sure that we strengthen and enhance them. And I've also been fighting to make sure we have more interdiction resources on our southern border. Heroin's coming over the southern border, and fentanyl, deadly synthetic analgesic, 50 times more powerful than heroin. And so on the Armed Services Committee, I've gotten an amendment passed for over $190 million more in interdiction on the southern border. This is about border security, too, of making sure that we stop the supply coming over that border that is really what's coming up to our streets and that our law enforcement community is dealing with.